Harper Children's Audio presents The Magic Thief, Book 2, Lost, by Sarah Prineas. Performed by Greg Steinbruner. Copyright 2009 by Sarah Prineas. Production copyright 2009 by Recorded Books.
Chapter 1. A wizard is a lot like a pyrotechnist, I said.
You mean magic and explosions, boy?
Neveri said from the doorway of my workroom. In one hand he held his gold knob-headed cane, and he had his flat-brimmed hat under his arm. He'd just gotten back from a magister's meeting, which always made him grumpy. They be controlled explosions, I said.
Controlled explosions? That would seem to be a contradiction in terms, Conware.
He looked around my workroom and scowled. Bennett had helped me strip the faded wallpaper from the walls and whitewash them, and I'd swept the floor and scrubbed the grime and dust off the tall windows and set Lady, the white and tabby-tailed cat, to deal with the mice. A few books from Neveri's library were stacked neatly on the shelves. After everything was ready, I'd hung my picture of a dragon, the one I nicked from Neveri's study, on the wall. The picture was so sooty and dirty from hanging over a fireplace that it looked like a dragon hidden behind a cloud, but I could make out a gleam of golden wing, and a snake-like tail, and a sharp eye, red like an ember in a hearth. I'd been reading Pratchaw's treatise on pyrotechnics. The book lay open on the table in front of me, along with some papers and a dirty teacup.
"Yes, this is a bad idea," Neveri said. "What would pyrotechnics accomplish,
That was a very good question. To do magic, every wizard had to find his or her own special locus magicalicus. It could be a piece of gravel, or a small chunk of crystal, or a rounded river stone, or a pebble found in the street. When you found it, you knew, for it called to you. My own locus stone had been the finest jewel in the city, the center stone from the Duchess's necklace, leaf green and glowing with its own light, and it had been my way to talk to the magic. It had been destroyed when I'd freed the magic from Crow's prisoning device. After that, I'd spent most of the summer looking all over Wellmet for another one. Neveri told me I'd find a new locus stone, but I hadn't. Then I checked every grimoire in the Academicos, and none of them said anything about wizards finding a second locus stone. If their first stone was destroyed, they died along with it. But I hadn't died. Well, Neveri, I said, the magic talked to me when the Underlord's device exploded. Nobody except Neveri believed me, but I knew what I'd heard. If I make a very small pyrotechnic explosion, it might talk to me again. And then I could be a wizard, even without a locust stone.
Neveri said. Pyrotechnics is not a reliable method, boy.
He paced across the room and leaned over the table to lift the book I was reading to see the title.
Pratchaw, he said, dropping the book.
He shook his head.
I suppose you can't get into too much trouble just reading about it. Don't be late for supper,
he said, and stepped out of my workroom and down the stairs. Had I ever been late for supper?
No.
I went back to the book. To Malefine and Slow Silver, it said, were contrafusives. That meant Slow Silver attracted and confined magic, and to Malefine repelled it. When mingled, they exploded. I closed the book and set it aside. In a box under the table where Neveri couldn't see it, I had stoppered a vial of Tamalefine crystals, and I had a little lockbox with a few drops of slow silver in it that I'd nicked from Neveri's workroom. I brought out the vial and the lockbox. The book said that very small amounts of slow silver and Tamalefine caused very small explosions. Just puffs of smoke, really. Clear as clear, Neveri didn't want me doing pyrotechnics. But he wouldn't notice a puff of smoke, would he? With the raggedy sleeve of my apprentice's robe, I wiped out...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?